Like we have all of our speakers here. Not too many people in the audience, but as always, this will be posted as a reminder. So I think we can go ahead and get started. Hello, welcome everyone to Informal Spaces. Today is a special episode ahead of our expected on-chain date of tomorrow for the Hub funding proposal. We will be posting a recap of this space and follow us and Hyphida's Cosmos on Twitter for updates and reminders. And please join us on the forum for feedback on this prop and to join the discussion on any other proposals. Just a little bit of housekeeping that we do at the top of each spaces. The legal disclosure is that anything we talk about in this spaces is not investment advice. And you can read the Informal Systems blog for more information on any of our business units. Today, we wanted to go over our last call proposal. We have had some comments and feedback in the time between our last Twitter spaces and this one. So we just wanted to go over those things. I think one of the first pieces we wanted to go over was the liquidation and payment schedule. Lexa, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, for sure. So last week, I posted the implementation details for our liquidation process. And this is all spelled out in text on the forum. But we wanted to give people some time to absorb that information because it's a lot, and just get kind of a final round of feedback before hopefully going on chain tomorrow. So as we know, the budget that we've laid out in our proposal is for $5.7 million to fund the work of the Informal and Hypha Hub teams. One thing that we wanted to make clear is that we would like to hold 30% of these funds in Atom as opposed to converting it all to USDC. So we've spelled that out explicitly with some more precise numbers in the proposal text or in comments below it. So what this essentially means is that a total of $4 million worth of Atom will need to be converted into USDC. And this is just to provide our organizations with the stability that we need in order to run payroll and pay operational expenses and stuff like that. So that liquidation would need to happen immediately after the payout from the community pool if the proposal is successful. Now, there are a couple conversion methods that we've talked about, and we're still open for feedback on this, but we do have a method that we think is just the most efficient way to do this. So we've talked about maybe using a mechanism like TimeWave, which would automatically convert to USDC on a Cosmos DEX. Philosophically, I think this is the most appealing, but it's not quite ready yet. And there are also some issues with slippage, which would be a concern if we use the second option as well, which is to use a Cosmos DEX. In any of these cases, there is an interim situation where funds are dispersed from the community pool and then go to an interim entity, a multi-sig, which we have started the process of constructing. This would be an interim multi-sig, 3 out of 5, with some validators, Crypto Crew, Simply Staking, Stakecito, Lavender 5, and Citadel 1 are the 5 validator entities that have agreed to be on our liquidation multi-sig. So regardless of whether this process completes using a Cosmos DEX or using a centralized exchange, either way, there is this interim step where the multi-sig receives funds from the community pool executes on the liquidation and then forwards those funds to our vesting wallets and returns the excess to the community pool. So if they were to execute on the liquidation using a DEX, we're concerned that doing a trade at this volume for essentially $4 million worth of Atom would incur just a ton of slippage. To make this more manageable, the interim multisig would probably need to do a lot of swaps over a longer period of time, just to give arbitragers time to backfill liquidity on whichever DEX ends up being used. This obviously would be just a lot of operational work for multisig participants. The token price could move during this time. It just feels like a very complicated way of doing things. We're also looking into using concentrated liquidity on a DEX that offers it, like Osmosis. But this, we think, also raises some complications in terms of like having to close the position quickly after the swap gets filled. Otherwise, we might accidentally end up buying the Atom back, which is not the goal. This too is like very demanding on multisig participants. So we're trying to strike a balance between something that is philosophically aligned with decentralization and something that is just practically something multisig participants are able and willing to do. So this has led us to what I think is the most efficient option, which is using a centralized exchange either to do a swap or using the OTC desk, which would allow the liquidation to happen just in one step. It would have very little impact on price because according to the sites that report this sort of thing like CoinMarketCap and stuff, we generally see a 24-hour trading volume for Atom of like 50 to 100 million US dollars worth of Atom trading. So handling $4 million is not really going to have an impact on the price. It's like a drop in the bucket. And this would be much easier for our interim multisig. After this liquidation step, the multisig would return any excess Atom that didn't need to be converted or kept in Atom to maintain our budget value. And then they would send the appropriate amount of Atom and USDC into two different wallets, one for informal, one for Haifa, and return the excess to the community pool. And they would also split out the 100K Atom bonus amount that we've described in the proposal. That would also go into two continuous vesting wallets, one for each organization. So essentially, we're going to end up with four continuously vesting wallets, two budget wallets, two bonus wallets. The budget wallets will contain 70% USDC, 30% Atom. They will vest continuously over 2024, beginning in the start of December 2023, so that we have an amount continuously vesting over December, and then it's ready for January payroll, which the teams will be able to withdraw right at the start of 2024 to meet operational needs for January. The plan is that we'll be withdrawing on a monthly basis throughout 2024, and then as each quarter closes, so in March, for example, we will do our books for the first quarter, figure out how much money we actually spent on payroll and expenses, report on that, make some financial statements public, and return any unused funds to the community pool, as well as withdrawing whatever is appropriate for our Atom bonuses based on the grades given to us by our oversight committee. I need to take a big deep breath before I keep going.
Yeah, no, that was really helpful. And I think that, I think when you read it over text, it might be a little bit hard to understand. So
appreciate you kind of like talking us through the entire process. And I think that it makes sense. Also, just so everyone knows, we do want this to be an interactive session as well. So if you have any last questions before we go on chain, please let us know now. We'd be more than happy to answer those questions. If you just want to raise your hand, I can promote you to speaker. Yeah, I think you pretty much covered all of liquidation and payment schedule, as well as our accountability to the committee. That is what our next quarter allocation depends on. I personally think that that's a pretty fair way to do things. But again, you know, we are hosting this session in case anyone has any different opinions. I think if that's all you have to say about the liquidation and payment schedule, maybe we can talk about some of the things that we've added in response to the feedback we've gotten.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for the budget liquidation portion. There are a couple more things I want to talk about in terms of the bonus and a few direct answers to things that people have brought up in the comments. So a big change that we made to the bonus structure. Initially, we had described the bonus as being in response to grades awarded by the oversight committee. And the grades were, I think, needs improvement, meets expectations, or exceeds expectations. So we have adjusted this to the only way that teams receive a bonus is if we exceed expectations. So no bonus for just doing our jobs. Only bonuses if, which I think is fine with what a bonus should be. So based on that grade, if we get and exceeds expectations for the quarter, then we withdraw the entirety of the Adam bonus for that quarter. But instead of gaining access to it immediately, we are going to place it in a locked wallet, which will unlock after 1 year. So for Q1 2024, for example, if we earn that bonus, we will immediately put it into a wallet that will unlock in Q1 2025. And this is just a way of further incentivizing good performance from the teams because we have this locked up token, which will increase our values alignment. If we don't earn the bonus, we will return it immediately to the community pool because it's not ours. We didn't earn it. The bonus and whatever portion of the budget that remains in Atom, while these tokens are vesting before it's determined whether we've earned it or not, we will not be staking those Atoms. It doesn't belong to us yet. And so I don't think it's appropriate for us to be earning staking rewards from staking those tokens.
It would also be confusing for the it'd be unclear for the handling of the money, basically. I mean, the staking rewards, you know, would we keep those if we weren't, you know? So yeah.
Yeah, it's just messy. So no staking while it's in those initial vesting wallets. Once we've earned a portion of an Atom bonus, if we do, and then it goes into our locked wallet, we might stake those. I don't know. We haven't figured it out. But at that point, because the Atoms would belong to us, I guess there's less to figure out as to money handling or tracking or anything like that. Then it's just whatever we do with our Atoms. That's the bonus.
Should I go over? Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go over. You go ahead.
I could just recap everything we've described here just in terms of what transfers will be taking place.
That would be great.
Just because it's kind of complicated. It's all written, you know, it's all written down in the forum, but it's also, you know, it's a lot to wade through. So let's try to summarize it. What we propose to happen first is if the proposal passes, then it will go to a liquidation multisig. And that has that multi-sig has validators on it, and we have a list. We have a list up, but it has validators on it, and basically their job is just going to be to sell the Atom. They'll sell the Atom on a centralized exchange, and The thing about this liquidation multisig is they're not supposed to hold on to the atom. They're not supposed to hold on to anything, on the money at all, really, for a long time. It's really, they're just performing the service of liquidating. They're not making the determinations about our performance during the year. They're going to get rid of it as soon as possible, actually. It's going to be, we expect the process will take, you know, a week or something. So you know, just to sell it, maybe you want to sell it in several transactions, even though it's OTC, but, you know, just sell it. We will be asking for 25% more. I think Alexa mentioned this already, but 25% more. And so what's going to happen is that the liquidation multisig will sell it. And then they will send back the excess, as Alexa mentioned. So there you have a transaction going from the community pool to liquidation multisig. Then you have a transaction on a centralized exchange to get the USDC, $5.7 million of USDC. And then the leftover atom will be sent back to the community pool. And the amount of leftover atom that's sent back depends on what the price movement is during the time the voting's happening. So then from there, the liquidation multisig will then send atoms and the USDC. So we were saying 70-30 plus the 100K bonuses. So they'll be sending the 70-30, the atoms plus USDC. They'll be sending them to two vesting wallets, which will be controlled by Informal and HYPHA. The funds are separated between our companies. These vesting wallets will vest continuously over 2024. So that means that when we do our work, we are able to withdraw, you know, the amount we need every month, but we can't like withdraw the whole year's worth or something at the beginning. We have to wait. Just releases slowly over the year. The bonuses will also be sent to two separate wallets. So the 100K Atom, and then from there, basically every month. HYPHA and Informal will take USDC in terms of the payroll stuff. They'll take out what's required to cover the number of employees we have that month. And then we'll pay people and whatnot. And then during the quarterly performance review, we'll talk to the committee. And then from there, we will they'll tell us whether we're getting a bonus or not. If we're getting a bonus, those bonuses then get transferred to vesting wallets, which are fully locked for a year. And so that's so that we have like more skin in the game from the bonuses. And then also we'll go over the committee with like our financial reports about how many people we employed. And if there'll be money, if we weren't at full headcount, there will be money left over in the main vesting wallets. And that will also be sent back to the community pool. And so that's basically how it will work. By the end of the year, basically, if we've earned any bonuses, they will be in these year-long vesting wallets, still completely locked up. The main West vesting wallets will be emptied out by the end of the year because either from us paying people or sending back funds if we didn't meet the headcount, and then also the bonus vesting wallets will be empty because either the bonuses got awarded or they got sent back to the community pool. But yeah, I don't know. It might not have been any easier to follow, to be honest. But you can read it. You can read it all on form.
Yeah, I think that was a good summary of Lexa's summary, which is a good summary of what is on our proposal. Lexa, is there any like final thoughts, or should we go over some other feedback that we've received and added into our proposal?
I think we can go over some other feedback. I just love the description of like, it's a good summary of the summary of the summary we've posted. Like, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of content here.
Yeah. And if there are any questions, please let us know. We'd be more than happy to answer them again. But yeah, why don't we go over some other pieces of feedback that we've received and implemented back into our proposal?
Yeah. Just scrolling around trying to find some stuff. One of the more recent things we've added into the prop is some more specificity around HYPHA's headcount. So we state this as a range, 2 to 4 people. And so our budget is for the upper end of that range, and the nature of us reporting on our burn rate and how many people we've hired or are employing through a quarter is what allows us to have the upper end of that budget and then a commitment to return funds if they're not actually used. So right now, Haifa's headcount is for 3.5 people presently. We have two general software engineers. We have one product manager, that's me, and we have half a full-time equivalent DevOps engineer who manages and handles all of our nodes on our testnets and consumer chains. So if Haifa ends up doing a little bit more release integration and Gaia maintenance, that's the kind of work that we would expect to push into the 4 headcount range. And we also added some content today about our responsibilities for helping third-party modules integrate into the repo, because this is work that is really important for Gaia maintenance. So we want to be doing it. But we have to strike a balance between what is our responsibility and what is the responsibility of the module maintainers. It's possible that in doing some of this work, we have to pull people off of R&D or off of their other tasks in order to get it done. So it's hard to say precisely how many people will be working on this. But we just wanted to add some clarity to that. I don't know if Uday or Jahan wants to. Yeah.
This is something that it's actually come up recently with the third party module that's on the hub. Basically, if these modules don't get updated to new versions of the SDK, then we eventually it stops us from being able to release new versions of the hub. So for that reason, it's kind of our concern because we are in charge of updating the hub. At the same time, when modules are put on the Cosmos hub, there should always be a plan for how to update them. I will say Gravity Dex was great on this. Even after they were like sunsetted and stuff, they're still very responsive in helping us write the code to like remove it completely. So I want to give them some credit for that. But basically that's something where there should be always be something figured out for the development team that made the module to be able to continue maintaining it, because also you know, they're going to know it better than anybody. They're going to be better at being able to update it. That being said, Haifa has allocated some headcount to somebody to work on hub releases, and then also if necessary, it's half you know, full-time equivalent headcount to do the maintenance of third-party modules where something has you know, fallen through the cracks or whatever. So that being said, that's not necessarily, if there is a situation where a lot of modules get added and none of the teams are upgrading them, that's something we'll discuss with the oversight committee. If we have to pull people off of other things we're working on, like R&D or whatever, and that's a decision that will have to be made. I think that's something that'll have to be kind of made by the community about what they want to focus on, because adding modules does have a cost. So we just wanted to add somebody who can sort of have at least someone who can kind of keep an eye on it and step in if needed a little bit. Just a little push is needed, but if more is needed, then we're going to be going back to the oversight committee and saying, "Hey, we have to reallocate some of our time here," and we think that's not ideal, but that is what would have to happen if we were in that situation, because ultimately we have to release the hub. So.
Two additional points I want to add here. This doesn't actually change the top line number for a budget. This is just to be clear, this is just further clarity on allocation of existing full-time equivalent employees. That's one thing. And the second is one of the things that we're trying to do here is actually make it more clear how to land modules in the hub and like clarify the responsibilities of who's maintaining them, how they're kind of landing on the hub, more clear to everybody. And so Jahan previously has written up this documentation around the CHIPS process, which is this process for suggesting improvements to the hub. And we really would like to encourage everybody, developers, to follow this process when they're trying to get modules onto the hub. And during this process of following CHIPS and writing up their hub improvement proposals, we can together make a plan around the ongoing maintenance of a module.
Oh, I also just want to shout out to Strangelove too. They maintain the packet forward middleware module, and that's been we almost don't have to think about it at all. We just get the updates by them, and it's been very easy. So.
Great. Yeah, I think that that's an important process that like we want to start implementing. Obviously, like our teams will be using it, but we do want to encourage everyone else to do that so that we can all have a standardized way of improving the hub. Were there any other additional points of feedback that we wanted to kind of talk about?
Just some light stuff. Some recent commentary asked if we were going to make our wallet addresses public, and that's just like a real easy thing to say. Yeah, they're definitely going to be public. We'll happily share the addresses for all of these vesting wallets, any operational wallets that are using Hub dispersed funds directly, and that includes the locked vesting wallets for any bonuses that we earn. As part of our quarterly reports, there will be financial information shared through that. The request was for semi-annual or annual financial statements, but I think it's actually more helpful for the community if we provide these on a quarterly basis in line with our reporting on our headcount and our progress to our KPIs and our roadmap stuff. I just think that that's the cadence that will enable people to see what we're doing and give feedback on it. I think that's all the most recent batch of feedback.
Awesome. Before, I mean, I guess we wrap up if we don't have anything else. You know, for those of you in the audience, if you have any questions or any feedback that you want to surface now, you know, if you leave a reply, I can read it out loud. Or if you want to join the stage, please raise your hand and I would be more than happy to add you to our conversation. Before I kind of close things out, Jahan, are there any pieces of feedback you wanted to address or Udit, you know, that you wanted to address?
Nothing from my side. I guess one quick thing that I can say is that there has been some questions about this question about licensing, which is, you know, what licenses are we going to use? And my general feedback around that has been our teams are not lawyers. We're not lawyers. And we are open to using any license that the hub approves. Obviously, this is going to take a lot of research and legal expertise, and we're happy if somebody wants to take on the role of thinking through this or working through this for the hub and making hub proposals around it.
Awesome. Jahan, any last thoughts or anything you wanted to clarify about the prop?
Yeah, I don't think so. We plan to go on chain with it soon and tomorrow, and so we're going to probably go and we're going to do another pass over and kind of get all of the things we've answered, make sure they're in the on-chain prop, because that's going to be the final version. So yeah.
All righty. Well, this one was short and sweet, but you know, if again, any last pieces of feedback before tomorrow, we'd be more than happy to hear them. But we look forward to seeing everyone on chain. Thank you everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down day, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before deciding. discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Terror Spaces.